Let us commence Friday night service.
奉主耶稣圣名开始今天晚上安息日聚会。
The singing
99. 唱诗99首。
Pray together.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
In our church prayer, we kneel down.
在我们教会的祷告，我们是跪下来。
We close our hands and we say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray."
我们双手合上，闭上眼睛，说奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
If it's the first time you come here, if kneeling down is not comfortable, then you can sit on the pew. You still can pray to God.
如果你今天是第一次来，那你觉得跪下来不太舒服，你可以坐在椅子上，那你还是仍然可以向神祷告。
I think it's important thing is your heart to pray to God.
最重要的是用我们的心向神祷告。
With a humble heart that we can close to God, so that we can our voice can reach up to Him.
我们一颗谦卑的心，那我们的声音就能够让神听见。
And also our church, we most of a member we pray with a speaking tongue.
那在我们教会大部分人的人祷告的时候会说灵言。
And do not be scared or don't be afraid.
所以但是不要害怕。
Once we receive Holy Spirit, then other tongue and come out from our mouth.
一旦我们得到圣灵之后，我们就会说出不一样的方言。
I wish if you come first time this one, and you can pray for Holy Spirit with your heart.
所以如果你是第一次来，你可以用心向神来求圣灵。
So your heart can cry out so that the His Spirit come down to you. The way best way is you can say Hallelujah.
那为了让神的灵进到你的心，最好的方法就是说 Hallelujah.
Because let your heart be focused and concentrated.
那能够帮助我们能够专心在祷告上。
We all kneel down and pray together as God's guidance for tonight's service.
我们一起跪下来祷告，求神带领今天晚上的聚会。
Let's all pray.
一起祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
Tonight I'd like to share with a New Year's wish.
今天晚上我需要跟大家分享的主题是新年新希望。
I'm sure because every year, January.
每一年的一月。
Then we can think about what we set the goal, how we can set the goal to approach to our goal to accomplish them.
我们每年一月的时候可以来思考我们要立下什么样的心愿，那要怎么去达成。
This goal is usually come from our desire.
那这个目标通常是从我们自己心里的欲望产
生。If you're doing the business, then you definitely will set the goal how you can prosper your business.
如果你有生意的话，那你一定想说要怎么样让生意兴隆。
Nowadays, we have to constantly improve ourselves for our business. Otherwise, we cannot compete with our other competitors.
现在尤其这样的经济，那做生意的人一定要更努力，才能够跟人家竞争。
So to improve ourselves and also grow ourselves is every year is our goal.
所以每年我们都希望能够更加的成功。
But it's important that we can set the right goal for us.
但是对我们每个人而言，最重要的是我们要能够立下正确的目标。
Especially Christians, we have maybe two goals.
尤其我们是基督徒，我们有两个目标。
One for our physical life, our business, our job, or kind of out there that they related with our life that support our life.
一个是我们在我们这个世界上的目标，像我们的生意、我们的家人，那一些属世的事情。
The other one is we seeking for our spiritual life.
那第二件就是我们要寻求属灵的生活。
So we need to have set the goal for the right one for our Christian life to improve this year 2010.
所以在2010年我们必须要能够身为基督徒，我们要为自己能够设下正确的一个目标。
Let's turn to Philippians.
我们一起看腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3 verse from 12 to 14.
腓立比书第三章十二节到十四节。
Chapter 3 from verse 12. Not that I have already obtained it, or that have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that.For which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, and reaching forward to what lies ahead. Verse 14. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.In this passage, we know Apostle Paul. He has the goal of life.
在这里我们看到使徒保罗，他有一个生命的目标。
Once he converted Christians, he wants to gain the Christ in his life.
一旦他成为基督徒之后，他想要在他的生命里面得着基督。
So that he can, in order to gain the Jesus. He gave up every the rest of them, rest of that he had before.
为了得着耶稣基督，他放弃了他之前所有的。
Because he understands that the gaining the Christ is the most precious in his life.
因为他知道得着基督耶稣是他生命中最重要的事。
But at the same time, since he converted Christians, he already knows Jesus Christ. He already close to the Jesus Christ by this time.
当然在这个时候他已经成为基督徒，他已经与基督耶稣更加亲近了。
I think at this moment, maybe he can content himself. So far, what I accomplished, that my life to close enough to God.
也许他在这个时候可以很有自信的说，我现在已经非常的接近神了。
Maybe he can think that this is enough, so that I already gained my goal already.
也许他可以说，我这样子就够了，因为我已经达到我的目标了。
Well, here the verse 12 says, not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on it, order that I may lay hold of that, for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
但是在十二节这里他说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Because he never thinks that it is enough, so he wants to get more, and he wants to get more close to God.
因为他不觉得他已经得着了，这就足够了，而是要更加竭力的去靠近神。
I think this motivation and this desire it come from the Lord and come from the Holy Spirit.
那他有这样的心是从神而来，而是从圣灵而来。
To let his life more close to God so he can be used by God.
让他能够更加的亲近神，能够让神来使用。
So the verse 13, Paul says, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
所以十三节保留说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
I think by this time he already accomplished a lot of things, and in his ministry helped the spread the gospel of salvation to the many people.
当然在这个时候他已经完成了很多宣传福音的工作，已经将福音传给了很多的人。
Because when he wrote this Philippians, he toward to the end of his stages.
因为在当他在写这本腓立比书的时候，已经到了他宣道工作的后期了。
And also he was in the prison at this time.
他在这个时候也正在监牢里。
But still, he doesn't want to think about his history that he had before.
但是仍然他没有去回想他之前的一些历史。
But he wants to go for the lie that he mentioned what lies ahead.
而是要努力在他面前的。
So he knows that what is the goal for himself.
所以他深知他生命的目标是什么。
I think the Holy Spirit constantly motivated him.
我想是圣灵他持续不断的来驱使他。
He understood that the prize is so precious what he's seeking for.
他知道在他面前的奖赏是最重要的。
We know the second Timothy mentioned that he have fought a good fight.
我们知道在提摩太后书那边说他必须要打美好的仗。
He understood that this prize is the crown of righteousness.
他知道他的目标就是这个公义的冠冕。
So he wants to get this, and so he will continue to strive himself hard.
所以他知道他必须要得到的，所以他就更加的努力。
I think this is our Christian's attitude.
这是我们身为基督徒所应当有的态度。
I hope the New Year's I wish it turned out to be same like Apostle Paul.
我们的新年的新目新希望也应该像保罗使徒保罗一样。
Once we have a right goal, then the spiritual goal and the Spirit of God move us, help us.
一旦有我们有正确的属灵的目标，那神的灵和神就会来帮助我们。
Look at the Philippians chapter 2.
我们如果看腓立比书第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
第二章十三节。
For it is God who is at work in you both to will and to work for his good pleasures. Yeah, Paul said, it is God who is at work in us.
在这里说是我们立志行事都是神在我们的心里运行。
Once we're truly motivated by the desire of the Holy Spirit,
我们是完全的被神的圣灵来感动。
Then we can continue seeking for our spiritual life to be more advanced and deeper and also to be more mature.
所以我们的灵性才能够更加的成长。
Let's turn to another one, Ephesians chapter 1.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11.
以弗所书第一章十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 11, and we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose.Who works all things after the counsel of his will. And also the Paul here mentioned that we have obtained the inheritance having been predestined according to his purpose.
这里保罗提到我们在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
We know that our Lord, our God, he set our life to reach us.To their our destiny, to which we have obtained the inheritance, the kingdom of God.
我们知道神已经替我们预定好，那是他的旨意，要让我们得着天国的基业。
He will constantly help us and guide us to let us to be there, you know, the kingdom of God.
所以他一定会持续的帮助我们，让我们能够得着天国的产业。
I hope that we.Continue to pray to God. We set our precious goal for our spiritual life.
所以我希望每个人能够更加努力的祷告，将我们的目标放在灵性的增长。
So our New Year's resolution for God is truly can reach to be there to be satisfied on coming in December in this new year.
所以我们的新年的新目标才能够达成。
The first things I can have a wish for ourselves is we truly can trust in God.
第一个我们的新的愿望可以是我们能够完全的来信靠神。
We can say we only waiting for the Lord.
我们只能来等候神。
We live in the materialistic society.
我们活在一个物质的社会。
We have a plenty of everything.
我们各样都很丰富。
Sometimes we can we can rely on the what we have a material that in our hands.
那我们很容易去依赖这些我们所能掌握的物质的东西。
Maybe that we have a money and our credit card and we have a job, we have a business. It seems like a strong backbone for our life.
就像我们身上。有钱有信用卡我们有生意那我们就感觉很安稳。
So instead of we can truly trust in God and we can trust these things which belongs to this world.
所以我们没有办法去完全的信靠神而是去去信赖这些我们世上所拥有的东西。
We hope that this new year so we can truly trust in God first.
所以在新的一年让我们能够真正的先来信靠神。
Then we have to overcome all the temptation from this world.
那我们必须要能够克服这世界上所有的试探引诱。
And also we should not rely on ourselves, and also we can rely on God.
那我们不要完全只依赖自己而是要去依赖神。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
我们来看耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5.
耶利米书十七章第五节。
5 to 8.
第五节到第八节。
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 to 8.
耶利米书十七章第五节到第八节。
Thus say the Lord, curse is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. For he will be like the bush in the desert, and the will not see when prosperity comes. But we live in a stony waste in the wilderness and the land of salt without inhabitants. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extended its root by the stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in the year of drought nor cease to yield fruit. And this verse is telling us two kinds of the people.
这些经节告诉我们有两种人。
The one is a trust their own flesh and their own strength.
一种是依靠他们自己的力量。
I think most of the people in this world do not believe in God at these categories.
在这世上大部分不信任不信靠神的人就是属于这种人。
We easily can trust our own strength and our own understanding.
我们依赖自己的力量跟自己的智慧。
We think our life, we can forward our own step by our own ways, own decisions.
我们觉得我们可以用自己的决定来前进。
But if you look at the Bible about the time of David and Solomon said after that.
但是如果我们来看圣经里面提到大卫王和所罗门王他们那个时代。
It truly the prospering and also the declining the prosperings. It all depends on the God's hand.
但是我们就可以看到真正的兴旺跟衰微是完全掌握在神的手中。
We know when David had become a king of the nation, so when he was 30 years old.
我们知道大卫成为国王是在三十岁的时候。
It's not he put effort to become a king of the nation, but God helped him, protect him, lead him.
不是因为他自己的力量，而是神在保护他，神在带领他。
And God protected his nations.
神保守他的国度。
Later on, the king Solomon, his son, to be the king of the nation.
之后他的儿子所罗门成为国王。
At the beginning, he trusted in God, so God blessed him. God gave him a prosperity in his kingdom.
在刚开始的时候，因为他信任神，所以神赐给他昌盛。
But eventually, his attitude and his trust in God is less and less.
但是到后来，他自己的态度，而且他越来越不去信靠神。
He using his own way to make a peace with other countries, neighbor countries.
他想要用自己的方式和他的邻国来和好。
So through the marriage, he can make a relationship with those countries around him.
借由通婚，他可以和他周围的邻国来友好。
Instead of he trusting God, he bring all the other idols bring into his kingdoms.
所以他并没有来信靠神，而是将这些异国的偶像带到他自己的国度。
At the beginning, the kingdom it seems like still strong in his hands.
在刚开始的时候，看起来他的国度是很兴旺的。
But eventually, God start to let this kingdom to be divided, and also the enemy can let it happen to come to him to bother him.
但是到最后，神却让他的国度分开，那他的仇敌也开始来攻打他。
Of course, because during the time of King Solomon, his kingdom was high peak on the prosperity.
当然在在所罗门王的时代，他的国度是在一个最高峰的时代。
But at the same time, his kingdom also declining when his time also.
但是也就在那个高峰，他开始走下坡。
A lot of money and worth and power, but he cannot sustain his kingdom getting stronger than before.
虽然他有很多的财富 跟权力，但是他没有办法将他的国度带回到像之前那样子的昌盛。
Because instead of trusting God, because he trusts himself.
因为他信靠他自己，而没有来信靠神。
Yes, God gave him a wisdom.
神给他智慧。
Maybe he's a very high intellectual person.
也许他是一个很有智慧、很聪明的人。
He studied many different knowledge, knowledge he received.
他接受各式各样的教育。
He wise enough to manage his kingdoms.
为什么这不够来治理他的国度？
But strengthening of his kingdom is not was in his hand.
因为治理国度的关键不在他的手上。
It was in the God's hand.
而是在神的手上。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
我们来看耶利米书。
I just forgot my from my mind. So. I can when I call it, I recall and I'll bring up this. So we can see that when he tried himself, but the prosperity is on the hands of God.
我们可以说他试着要努力，但是昌盛的关键在神的手上。
Yeah, it's a chapter 10.
在耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书第十章。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in the man who works to direct his step. And he said, I know, O Lord, that the man's way is not in himself.
这里他说，我晓得人的道路不由自己。
And we know that who can direct ourselves is as God.
我们知道只有神能够带领我们的脚步。
As we wish that we can trust in God.
所以我们能够信靠神。
Just like David, he truly trusts in God, so God strengthening him.
就像大卫他能够完全的来信靠神，所以神就帮助他。
Well, no, because because David has a strong desire about God.
因为大卫他对神有很大的渴望。
You have noticed when he carried the ark into his city.
我们知道当他将那个约柜带到城里面。
At that time, he dancing with the rejoice.
那时候他欢喜的跳舞。
Because he knows that the ark of covenant is close to him, so he can secure with God.
因为他知道神的约柜和他很接近，所以他能够紧紧的来抓住神。
Because God knows His heart.
因为神知道他的心意。
And also, we look at the life of Esau and Jacob.
如果我们看以扫跟雅各的生活。
When I read the passage, when the Esau, when he grown up and he become a man of outside hunters.
知道当以扫他长大之后。
I think he already, when he was grown up, he already built his skill outside. He knows he's very good hunter. Even his father acknowledged him.
他已经发展了非常成熟的捕猎的技巧。即使他的父亲也知道这一点。
But once you know the Genesis chapter 25, when the Jacob, he didn't have any skill then.
那在创世纪二十五章那边提到雅各他却没有任何的技能。
He just stayed with the mother and he just helping the kitchen work.
他只是跟他的母亲在厨房里面工作。
But we can say who's the more able person, who's more can be prospered.
那我们可以说谁是比较有能力的人，谁是比较可能成功的人。
The man's eyes, we can say the Esau's more able person.
如果在人的眼光来看，以扫他是比较有能力的人。
But God's eyes, Jacob is the one able person. Jacob is the one to pour his blessing upon to him.
但是在神的眼中，他却觉得雅各是值得他将他的祝福赐给他的。
Because he waiting for the God's blessing.
因为他在等候神的祝福。
Because he's seeking for the first son's.Blessing.
因为他在追求长子的这个祝福。
So on the way, his uncle's place, God show up on the Bethel.
所以在他往他母舅的一个路上，神就向他显现。
So God pour the blessing upon him. I'll be with you.
神将他的恩典大大的祝福给他，他说我会与你同在。
So throughout his life.God always abide with him.
所以在他的一生当中，神就一直的与他同在。
And all the things that what he gained is not came from his hands because God blessed him.
所有他得到的都不是他自己去
You have noticed that when he have a 12 sons and also all the blessing, the material things, all the animals he gained from his uncle's place.
我们看到所有他的儿子还有这些牲畜，他从他的舅舅那边得到的。
How is it possible he get this kind of blessing?
他怎么有能力去得到这些祝福呢？
Because he's smart.
因为他聪明吗？
No, I don't think so.
我不这么觉得。
Because God promised him, I'll be with you.
是因为神祝福他说我会与你同在。
Wherever he goes, God blessed him.
无论你到哪里，神都会祝福你。
Many times we think that we can chase after the blessing.
很多时候我们觉得我们可以自己去追寻那个祝福。
When I got this, then I'll be blessed.
如果我达到这个地步，那我就会被祝福。
But actually, the blessing is like coming through the coming poured down to us instead of we chasing after it.
但是祝福却是像从天上倾倒下来的，而不是我们要一味的去追求。
God asked Isaac that you can stay this land.
神跟以扫说你要留在这个地方。
But the land there is a famine attacked the whole this land.
但是在那个地方却有一个饥荒。
But God blessed Isaac.
但是神却祝福以扫。
But he becomes such a the rich man. It's not because of himself.But because of God.
他成为一个非常富足的人，不是因为他自己，而是因为神。
It's important that we can trust in God.
所以最重要的是我们要能够信靠神。
I hope that this year we truly trust in God.
所以我希望这一年我们大家能够真正的来信靠
神。Ultimate source of blessing is God.
最终的祝福是来自于神。
And we need to pray to God at the same time.
同时我们也要向神来祷告。
Listen to Philippians chapter 4.
我们看腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7.
腓立比书第四章第六节第七节。
Philippians chapter 4 from verse... Let's just read the 6 and 7.
腓立比书第四章第六节第七节。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication...With a thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehensions, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Here Paul said, "Be anxious for nothing."
这里保罗说，应当一无挂虑。
But everything by prayer and supplications.
只要凡事借着祷告祈求。
Let your requests be made known to God.
将你们所要的告诉神。
I think this is our portion to do as our responsibility.
我想这是我们的福分，也是我们应该要尽到的责任。
We truly trust in God.
我们真正的信靠神。
Then we don't have to worry about it.
那我们就不用去担心。
God will take care of us.
因为神会照顾我们。
But at the same time, we have to pray to God.
同时我们也必须要向神祷告。
And according to the verse 6 mentioned that let your requests be made known to God.
第六节提到说要将我们所要的告诉神。
It's not because God do not know what we seeking for what our request.
并不是因为神他不知道我们所需要的是什么。
Because this is our showing our desire, waiting for the Lord.
而是能够表现出我们对神，我们等候神的这个渴慕的心。
So that we can receive the blessing of God.
所以我们能够从神那边得来祝福。
And also, we have to understand His will.
我们也必须要能够了解神的旨意。
So that we can follow what He wants, so that our step. It's not the kind of a misstep from His will.
所以我们所行的，我们的脚步才能够有神的旨意在其中。
We know the Lord. He when He followed the Abraham.
我们知道神他是跟随着亚伯拉罕。
But at the beginning, he was a very simple-minded, and he just followed Abraham.
在刚开始，对不起，是罗德。他刚开始的时候有一颗很单纯的心，他只是追随的亚伯拉罕。
Wherever Abraham moved, he just followed him.
不管亚伯拉罕到哪里，罗德就跟到哪里。
Abraham's blessing also came onto the Lord's the household also.
那神对亚伯拉罕的祝福也同时临到罗德他的家人。
But later on, his eyes turned to be a different way.
但是最后罗德他的眼光却转移到错的方向。
He moved out of the Abraham.
他离开了亚伯拉罕。
This blessing is no more come upon to the Lot.
所以神的祝福就不再临到罗德的身上。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 12.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12,
罗马书十二章
verse 2,
第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 2, Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove that the will of God is that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Here Paul said, Do not be conformed to this world.
这里保罗告诉我们不要效法这世界。
Some people think that it's okay. We can step onto this word.
有些人觉得我们可以在这个参与这世上的事情是没有关系的。
But still, on one side, we can step onto God.
但是另一边我们也可以跟神亲近。
So dual track of our life can be satisfied both sides of our life.
所以我们的生活可以两边都得到满足。
But here the Paul says it's not the way.
但是神这里保罗说并不是这个样子。
And do not be conformed to this world.
他说不要效法这个世界。
Now our goal should be clear, not to this world, but to God.
所以我们的目标必须要很明确，不是在这个世上，而是在神。
Otherwise, our spiritual eyes cannot open to see His will.
否则我们的灵性的眼睛就没有办法张开看到神。
If you all that you think about the worldly issues,
如果你只是在想这个世界上的事情
，and then you come to God,
然后你来到神面前
，now you cannot your minds cannot refresh right away, so turn around to God right away.
那你的心就没有办法静下来，然后转向神。
We know in this world it's just like a tool for us.
我们知道这个世界就像一个旅程一样。
This world cannot be our ultimate goal.
这个世界并不是我们最终的目标。
We cannot step onto this, we can rely on this world.
我们不能够信赖活在这个世界上。
Only since we can use this tool for the God's purpose and His glory.
我们只能用这个世界来彰显神的目标和他的荣耀。
Since we have this attitude, then we can change our attitude and our view then.
所以我们必须要来转变我们的态度还有我们的眼光。
Otherwise, we cannot transform by the renewing our heart then.
否则我们就没有办法来更新我们的心。
If we cannot transform our attitude, our mind,
如果我们没有办法来转变我们的我们的心
，Our spiritual eyes cannot be opened then.
我们的属灵的眼睛就没有办法张开。
Maybe other things we can more open, we can see more better.
也许其他的事情我们可以张开眼睛，可以看得更清楚。
I hope that our goal set to God.
但是让我们的目标放在神身上。
Things to above.
想思想上面的事情。
We know Colossians they mentioned that we set the goal above.
在哥罗西书那边提到，我们要将我们的目标放在上面的事。
So that we can change ourselves, that we can become a new person.
所以我们能够转变自己，成为新人。
So that we can follow God.
我们能够来跟从神。
And hope that this year 2010, your spiritual wing can be to reach up, so that you can truly your spiritual life can fly up to the spiritual dimensions.
所以我希望每个人在2010年能够张开我们属灵的翅膀，然后飞向属灵的目标。
I think our New Year's resolutions, our wish is very important.
我们新年的新希望是非常重要的。
No, I know, because we understand our faith is very important.
我们知道我们信心是非常重要的。
Our faith comes from the listening the word of God.
我们的信心来自我们听神的话语。
So we have to be faithful to God.
所以我们必须要对神有信心。
We have to keep the Sabbath faithfully.
我们要来守安息日。
We cannot compromise faith with something else.
我们不能跟其他的事情来妥协。
Once we constantly listen to the word of God,
一旦我们常来听神的话语，
and our faith improves continually,
我们的信心会持续的增长。
Naturally, we can trust in God.
我们可以信靠神。
Then we can please God.
那我们就能够得神的喜悦。
If we please God,
如果我们能得神的喜悦，
then God pour us His blessing upon us.
那神就会将他的祝福大大的浇灌在我们身上。
If we keep missing the listening the word of God,
如果我们错过不去听神的话语，
then no chance to improve our faith.
我们就没有机会来使我们的信心
增长。Since we cannot improve our faith, then we cannot trust in God.
如果我们没有让信心增长，那我们就不会来信靠神。
Then we cannot receive the blessing of God.
那我们就得不到神的祝福。
Now that's what's important that with New Year's resolution, one of the new resolution is listening the word of God and also the meditative word of God.
所以新年新希望很重要的是，我们要来听神的话语，来思考神的话语。
We also continue to pray to God.
我们要不住的祷告。
Let the Spirit of God lead us.Come upon us, fullness of Himself within us.
让神的灵充充满满的浇灌在我们的心。
And also, we can abide in His love.
我们要与神的爱同在。
The love is our primary motivations and our movers.
神的爱就是我们属灵最大的一个动机。
How we can abide in His love when we keep the commandment of God?
我们要如何能够守在神的爱里面，就是要遵守神的诫命。
We know the Ten Commandments is the most precious of our spiritual protections.
我们知道十诫是我们属灵上面非常重要的一个保护。
We truly we love our God.
我们真正的爱神。
We love our neighbor.
我们爱我们的邻舍。
So that we can keep all these precious the commandment of God.
我们能够守住这神宝贵的诫命。
And also to be we can be humble person.
那我们也要成为一个谦卑的人。
Jesus mentioned that if you want to be a first among us, then you can be the last.
主耶稣说，如果我们当中谁要为首的，那他就会成为最
小的。I wish that all the brothers and sisters we can serve each other.
所以我希望弟兄姐妹，我们可以互相效。
So our spiritual life is upscaled.
所以我们的灵性才能够提升。
Instead of we expect other people serves us, but we serve other people.
不去想说别人要怎么来服侍我，而是我要怎么去服侍
别人。Now within our family also.Within our home and our family,
在我们家里和也是一样。
We can serve others.
我们可以帮忙别人。
So that we build our precious relationship.
所以我们能够建立宝贵的关系。
So let His peace dwelling in our church and our family.
所以让神的平安在我们家里和教会里面。
Now all the brothers and sisters, we have to run the race.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹都必须要赛跑。
First Corinthians chapter 9, that we need self-control.
哥林多前书第九章那边提到，我们说我们要能够自律。
We cannot run the race we do everything and whatever we like to do so that we can run the race. It's not possible.
我们没有办法自己做所有的事情，然后来赢得这个赛跑。
Christians require self-control.
基督徒是需要有自制力的。
Every day we set a certain time pray to God.
每一天我们要花一点时间来向神祷告。
Certain time to read the Bible.
要花时间来读圣经。
And certain things we do not touch upon it.
有些事情我们不应该去碰。
We do not waste our time for the filthy things.
我们不要去花时间在那些不应该的事情上面。
And also that we have to keep our body.Healthy body.
那我们也要能够保持身体的健康。
Bible mentioned that our physical exercise training it helps.
圣经也提到说，我们在身体上的锻炼也是重要的。
I think it's our emotions, our physical health is we have to keep up.
我们不管在心灵上面，或是我们在身体上面，我们的状况都要保持良好。
Because this also related our spiritual life.
因为这也关系到我们属灵的生活。
So we do not neglect the part of the one side, but we can build up both sides.
所以我们不要去忽略另一其中一边，而是两边要一起能够成长。
Our New Year's wish to that you can set this goal for the glory of God.
所以新年新希望，我们要能够做到这些，然后将荣耀带给神。
You can improve your quality of your Christian life.
我们能够增长我们基督徒的生活。
So you can deeper way you can experience of God in this year.
所以我们能够在新年里面体会到神。
I wish all the brothers and sisters you can upscale your Christian life so you can higher ground so you can see.The Lord Jesus Christ in this new year.
所以我希望弟兄姐妹在新的一年都能够爬到属灵的更高处，能够看见神。
We sing Hymn 395.
我们唱诗395首。
Pressing on the awful way, you have some gaining every day. Still praying as I long abound, Lord, lend my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
Please be seated. This is the what the book of Job chapter 8 says.
在约伯记提到。
This is a very famous verse.
很有名的一节。
And this is I just said you don't have to open but chapter 8 verse 7 though your beginning was insignificant yet your end will be increased greatly. At the beginning is a little, but later on it's great turn to be.
在第八章第七节提到，在刚开始的时候也许是小的，但是它会逐渐的增长。
I wish your beginning it seems like a little things.
希望我们的开始虽然看起来是好像很小。
But after this, the little wish, the spiritual wish to grow up to be a meaningful one, to be bigger, for the being guided by this your wish. So at the end of this year, you can praising God and thanksgiving to God.
但是虽然刚开始我们的新年的愿望也许很小，但是让我们在年尾的时候能够大大的增长，所以我们可以将感谢来献给神。
Press on toward our goal ahead.
我们能够向着我们的标杆直跑。
The reward is great.
因为那个奖赏是大的。
Paul understood this reward.
保罗他了解这个奖赏。
I hope that all you can gain this wonderful prize from the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我希望每一个人都可以从主耶稣那边得到他的奖赏。
Let's all kneel down, pray together.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Pray about 10 minutes. Pray request.